This is MSONewsSports.com, and this is North Shore High School basketball. Tonight, we are at the Boston Garden for the Beverly versus Whitman-Hanson MIAA Division II state semifinal game. Beverly coming in with a 21-2 record, Whitman-Hanson 24-2. Beverly won the South Division. Beverly won the North Division with three tournament wins here after following qualifying, getting that North, winning the North Division, 81-60 over Malden Catholic, 67-60 in overtime over Burlington, 76-59 over Belmont, while Whitman-Hanson was a winner over Attleboro by just 2 points in their opener, 54-52 in the tournament in the South, and then 73-52 over Needham. And the South Championship game was a 78-65 win for Whitman-Hanson over Brockton. We'll have more on the players, more on the teams just ahead. But first, we'll step aside and we'll be hearing from the coaches, Bob Rogers from Whitman-Hanson and Matt Karakoudis from Beverly High. Stay with us.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com. Bob Rogers, basketball coach at Whitman-Hanson, is with us. And Coach, welcome and congratulations on getting to the state semifinals.
Thank you very much. High school tournament is nothing better than that. And you know, it's just a great time of year, whether you're in it or in the stands watching these games. It's just a special time.
Yeah, well, I think if you're in the stands, you're relaxing and enjoying it. It's got to be tense for you right now, Coach and the team, I would think, but enjoying it as well. So, Coach, tell us give us a quick overview of the Panthers this year.
Well, we're an experienced team. We made it to the sectional semifinals last year. We lost in overtime to New Mission. And, we had have our entire starting five back from that team. And so, you know, they've been on a mission since the day that season ended to try to make sure that we went further than we did last year. And, our season started, kind of in a rough way. We lost on opening night to our number one league rival, the team that we knew would be competing with the most for the league championship, Hingham. We led the game pretty much the whole way. And in my opinion, we got lazy in the game in the fourth quarter. We ended up losing the game, and, you know, adversity can either break you or make you, and that game really made our season because the kids, you know, got the message that nobody's going to hand us anything just because we have those starters back. Just because we're good doesn't mean we're going to win anything. And, you know, after our trip to Florida, we lost a team from Cincinnati in the opening round of a really good tournament in Bradenton. We haven't lost since. And that's a tribute to just how hard and how dedicated our kids have been. They've been just so focused on trying to make this a special year, and that's what they've done.
Just as a note, when was that game, and then how many straight wins since then?
Oh, let's see. So that game was the first day in Florida, which was December 26th.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have, so what, we're 24 and 3, I'm sorry, we're 24 and 2 right now. So that's 22 in a row.
Oh, my gosh, wow. Well, that's incredible. Well, let me get right to some of your players. Tell us a bit more about your team. You said you had five returning starters off of last year's team, and and I guess let's begin there. Tell us about your team.
Well, I mean, I think that anybody that's watched us is, it all starts with our point guard, Stevie Kelly, who is just, he's just so tough physically, and, you know, he's just a hard matchup for other teams because, you know, a lot of teams have tried to deny him, they've tried to force him left, they've tried to, you know, play him physical, and, you know, no matter what teams have done to him, he's just hard to rattle. He's just very steady, he distributes the ball really well, he can score it, tremendous defender, and, an outstanding athlete. He's also an all-Eastern Mass boys soccer all-star too, so it's good to start with a point guard that has those credentials. Then we have a 6'7" forward, Ben Rice, who comes from a long line of coached both of his other brothers, both outstanding athletes themselves. His dad, 1,000-point scorer in college, so he's got the lineage, and he can shoot it, he can score inside. Obviously, at 6'7", he makes things difficult for other teams inside. Then we have our two juniors, Cole Levangi and Nate Amato, and they're both just extremely unselfish players who can score by getting to the hole or shooting it, and they really commit themselves to defense. And our fifth starter is John Zeiden, who is one of those guys. He just works his tail off and gets a lot of rebounds. And, you know, he averaged almost 10 points a game. A lot of people know the other guys because they're all averaging in double figures, but Jay-Z does a really good job in being in the right place at the right time. So,
Bob Rogers, athletic director, boys basketball coach at Whitman Hanson. We're back with Matt Karakoudis from Beverly High right after this.
This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. Institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
You'll love the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, as they feature a menu to please everyone. Start your meal with your choice from a dozen delicious appetizers. There are also soups and fresh salads. Dinner selections include burgers, sirloin tips, chicken parmesan, chicken piccata, and then there's seafood, clams, haddocks, salmon, lobsters, and fish tacos. Plus a wide selection of sandwiches and wraps. Let the Bradford Tavern host your events or functions set in unique spaces. Open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. The Bradford Tavern, Route 133 Rowley, and BradfordTavern.com. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We are joined by Matt Karakoudis, head basketball coach at Beverly High School. Matt, welcome.
Thank you, Bill.
Got the North title Saturday night over Belmont. Now it's on to the state semifinals at the Boston Garden on Wednesday night against Whitman Hanson, the Panthers, another Panthers.
Yeah, we have the Battle of the Panthers coming up here. So it's going to be a tough one. We've looked into Whitman Hanson, and I know that they've been to the Garden 3 out of the last 5 years. So it's they're not going to be worried, for sure. You know, they're used to that environment, and it's going to be our first time there. So we're excited for it.
So I know the Panthers are spelled the same, Panthers, P-A-N, blah, blah, blah. But how are the teams similar, and how are they different?
We're similar that we have some size. Whitman Hanson is a big team, and they're very similar to the way Belmont and Burlington plays, which I think will be beneficial for us because we can kind of go in with a similar game plan. They're much taller than the past two teams, but they love to play on the perimeter and they love to play man-to-man defense, and that's what we've been seeing. So I think that can be beneficial to us going forward.
We have Nick Giannino here too as well. Nick?
Yeah, I was just going to ask, you know, any superstars for them, any standouts, or is it more of a balance effort like you saw with Belmont?
Yeah, they're similar to us where they play like 7-8 guys, and most of their scoring comes from their starters. I know last game, every point came from their starters. They have the MVP of the conference, very good, strong point guard, Steve Kelly. He's just like a pit bull out there, so he's going to be a tough customer. And they also have Ben Rice, who's a 6'6 sniper from the outside. So they got a lot of size. They have two guard/forwards that are both around 6'2", 6'3", that can score the basketball. They another team that puts five guys on the floor that can all shoot the three, which is just basketball nowadays. Everybody has to shoot, you know. when I was playing, if you were 6'6", you were on the block. Now you're 6'6", and all you're doing is shooting threes. So it's going to be a tough challenge for sure, and they get after it defensively. Very hard man-to-man defense. It's very similar to us. I think you're going to see the Panthers and the Panthers. It makes sense because we both play the same way. We just like to pound it inside more, and they like to live on the perimeter offensively.
But yet they're a bigger team than you guys are?
They are, overall, because they have bigger guards than us. So they're like 6'6", 6'3", 6'3", 6'1", 6 feet.
I could ask you this a million times, and probably seems like we already have, but playing at the TD Garden is pretty special. Not an opportunity these guys are probably ever going to get to do again. I mean, unless you guys go next year or the year.
I hope next year we'll be back. Right. But it is incredibly special, and I'll be honest, like, I was lucky enough, myself, Coach Downey, when we played at St. Mary's, we played there 2 years in a row, 2001, 2002, and won back-to-back titles. And
he was my
backcourt mate with me. And, you know, one of the things when I got into coaching is I was lucky enough to have that feeling of playing there, winning that title with your friends. And that's one of the things I was really hoping to be able to bring to teams. I was hoping I could do it at Pope John. We came close, and I really wanted to do it here. It's an experience you will never forget. I mean, you're walking on the court. For me, it was like thinking, oh, my God, Larry Bird was out here. These guys are thinking like Jason Tatum and stuff like that. You know, it's just it's a surreal experience to know you're playing. We're all their heroes, have been playing and will be playing. Of course, we want to win and move on. You know, that's what we're focused on. But at the same time, you know, it's fun, and we want these guys to have fun and enjoy the experience.
Seems to me like down the stretch, you guys are getting better every game. Do you feel like you're peaking right at the right time at this point?
I do. And, you know, before the tournament when we spoke, you know, I've said it a couple of times, it may not be the best team that wins these tournaments. It's the teams playing the best at the right time. And I think we are firing on all cylinders here. You know, we've beaten some really good teams, Malden Catholic, Burlington, and then Belmont. And we've made two very good teams in Malden Catholic and Belmont kind of look mediocre, and that's no disrespect to them. I think that's just how hard and how well we were playing, because those are very well-coached teams and very good players, and we've just been playing extremely well at the right time, which is great.
You know, you're right. It did appear that you guys had more energy than Belmont did Saturday night in Lowell.
I think it helps when we jumped out on them right away. You know, getting up 15-4, you know, was kind of a shock for them because they probably expected they would have been up 15-4. They're used to that. They were the defending champions. But I told these guys before the game, you know, I said the hungrier animal is the scarier one. And I said, we have to be hungrier. We have never been here. We have not experienced this. They won this last year. They know what it's like to be here. They know what it's like to move on. And maybe they'd come out a little complacent, like, hey, we've already done this. And we just came out with an attitude like, hey, we're not just happy to be here. We want to get this W and move on. And that's what we need to do when we get to the Garden Wednesday.
What are the main things you're working on in practice these next couple of days heading into the big game?
It's a lot of fine-tuning. It really is. I mean, this late in the season, maybe you put in like a little wrinkle here, a little wrinkle there. Now it's just kind of going back over the film of the previous game and looking at your opponent and kind of putting in little teeny things here and there. It's mostly preparing for Whitman Hansen and then just very, very minor things with us because we're not going to change much at this point.
Will they be a pressing team against you guys?
I do not think so. They play very, very solid half-court man the way we do. I've seen them press in some films, but it's more of a zone pressure, and it was against weaker teams. It was teams with pretty poor records, so I don't know if they just felt they could get away with that. But I rule nothing out, you know. You're playing at the Garden in the semifinals to get to the state championship. I mean, coaches are going to do whatever they have to do. You know, it wouldn't shock me. I know they play some 1-3-1 at times in the half court, so maybe they throw a little junk at us if we get going. But we'll be prepared for everything. And at this point in the season, I don't know of anything they could throw at us that we haven't seen. And vice versa. I don't know of anything we could do to them that they probably haven't seen at this point of the season.
Coach, again, thanks for your time, and good luck Wednesday night.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt Karakoudis, head basketball coach at Beverly High School.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF. Catch Connections, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 on MSO News Sports. This is a one-hour news and features program with all local guests to discuss politics, entertainment, and the biggest local news stories. Also, make sure to click on North Shore Today every weekday with a local news podcast, weather at a glance, local news, local photos, and our video of the day. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, a local one-hour local sports talk show filled with local guests. MSO News Sports, a unique local multimedia website connecting you to the North Shore.
Welcome back to Boston Gardens. Bill Newell along with Rick Moore here tonight. So we mentioned Beverly 21-2, Whitman Hanson 24-2, the North champion Beverly Panthers, the South champion Whitman Hanson team, and they both were the number one seeds in their respective divisions. It will be Whitman Hanson with the home white uniforms here tonight under the direction of Coach Bob Rogers. Just a quick note, we did cut that interview a little bit short with Bob, but we have the entire interview posted up on the website, the pregame interview, but due to time constraints. So we're just about ready for the tip of tonight's game. Jumping for Whitman Hanson will be Ben Rice, as we talked about, going up against Austin Ayer of Beverly High School. And we are underway here tonight. Beverly gets the tip. Jack Crowley with a, I checked that, it's Whitman Hanson with a tip. They put one off the glass up, but no good. Rebound Beverly, and right back on the attack are the Panthers. Grab my pencil if you're a little more comfortable here. Here we go. Right corner jumper. It's a three. Was it a three? No, it's a two, excuse me, by Jack Crowley. So Jack Crowley with the first points of tonight's game. Heard Coach Karakoudis talking about that just a moment ago about players, big players extending out and shooting from the outside. Whitman Hanson with the basketball. Zaiden outside. Perimeter with Rice, Ben Rice, down into the corner. Now they weave. Come in, a back move and a shot off the glass. Doesn't go. Good defense turned in there by Jack Crowley of Beverly. Two misses now for Whitman Hanson. The Panthers. Here's Boris dishing off into the left corner to Crowley. A strong take, baseline, no. Shot blocked. Crowley gets the ball back, though. Kind of tied up for a minute. Tight, tight defense here by the Panthers of Whitman Hanson. Here's Boris driving. A runner for the Beverly guard. Doesn't go off the glass. Rebound, Whitman Hanson. Down court underneath, man open. A lay-in by Nate Amando. And we are tied at two here in the first quarter. Beverly with the away black uniforms, the orange trim. Crowley going to the basket, and his shot is blocked there by Ben Rice, the big senior, 6 foot center.
What'd you say, 6 foot what?
Seven.
Okay.
Big, big Beverly crowd on hand across the way here tonight. Inbounds pass goes to Crowley off for Dela Cruz underneath, and now goes to the right corner. A shot by Duncan Moreland, his first attempt of the night. It's a little bit long, and the rebound is Whitman Hanson's. A drive and from the baseline shut down with the basketball. There was Labanji off for Rice. He spins, drives in. Scooper, he got it. Ben Rice. Oh, man.
Pretty shot.
Yeah, that was a terrific move to get three. And the underhand layup scoop from the right side. Dela Cruz with it outside, off for Crowley on the wing on the left side. He'll come to the basket strong, and he's held. A possession arrow going Beverly's way here.
You know, Beverly's been trying to drive baseline, and boy, they cannot get inside so far on the defense.
Yeah, they're right now, Coach Karakoudis really, this team is as big as Beverly is down low, but they're bigger at the guard spot too. Here's a pull-up jumper, Crowley from the left side on the baseline, no. And the rebound is Whitman Hanson, but we have a Beverly foul. That's on Dela Cruz.
First on Beverly, first on Dela Cruz, score tied at two. Tremendous crowd from Whitman Hansen behind us, too.
Yeah, Stevie Kelly with the basketball up top, drops it off for Labanji. Now they go baseline, bounce pass into the paint, back out on the left wing. A three ball is good by Labanji. The Panthers of Whitman Hansen are up 7-2 here with 5:16 to play first quarter. Boris and Dela Cruz in the backcourt for Beverly. Boris on the right wing takes a pass, now threads it to Moreland underneath to Moreland, and a fadeaway jumper is good by Duncan Moreland of Beverly. He weaved his way into the paint, spun, and then a little fadeaway jumper from about 7 feet out. Duncan Moreland's first points of the night. It's 7-4.
Back door.
Number 10, Stevie Kelly with the 2 points. 4:36 to go, 9-4, Whitman Hansen. Like to thank both coaches and the school athletic directors, and in this case for Whitman Hansen, the coach is the athletic director. There's Moreland's shot adjusted. It doesn't go. He was good defense there by Whitman Hansen. Down court come the Whitman Hansen Panther, and a take and a defensive foul called on Beverly, as it was Jonathan Zeiden going to the free throw line. They'll call that on Crowley, a blocking foul.
It's been a very physical game so far. And, you know, to have two fouls called, we probably could have had half a dozen more.
Yeah. Inbounds pass by Whitman Hansen on the end line. Comes way up high to the big guy, Rice. Dribbles it off to the right side. To Labanji. Goes into the paint, leans in, off-balance shot. He draws a foul. The shot doesn't go.
Now, that was not much of a foul. I don't understand. We've seen guys knocking each other all over the place in that one, just a little bit of a lean in. But that's what happens. Great crowd, great day of basketball, and now we're in a nighttime of basketball. All kinds of stuff going on, Division II and Division III, and it's all up on our website.
St. Mary's girls were winners today. St. Mary's boys lost a tough one, 50-47 to Burke. Free throw good by Labanji. And the North Reading girls just fell to Foxborough. They were here a year ago, was Foxborough. But North Reading really did kind of overachieve this year under first-year coach Bob Romeo. Second free throw by Labanji. It's in the air. Got it. He's got 5 points. His team now with 11 and an 11-4 lead over Beverly. First quarter. Dela Cruz outside. Little head fake. Kicks a pass out in the corner. Moreland coming in. Off the glass. No. Big defensive rebound by Nate Amato. Down court, he's on the dribble himself. Kicks it off for Labanji. Right corner, three ball, no. Amando up, no good. And the rebound is Beverly's. Copeland is into the game now for Beverly. Pass into the paint, stolen away by Ahern. Colby Ahern with a take. Down court left, off for Rice. Kelly, his take is blocked and rejected by Jack Crowley of Beverly. Little energy in here now for this game. A lot of energy in that Burke St. Mary's game too. Although it was a low scoring game as it turned out. Inbounds pass for Whitman Hansen goes to Stevie Kelly up top. He drives down left block, doubled, and hooks a pass way out on the right corner from the left side. And there's a three ball pumped in there by DePina. And a timeout called by Beverly. With 3:16 to play, first quarter, it's 14-4, Whitman Hansen leading.
Yeah, fast start for Whitman Hansen, and unlike what Beverly has been used to in the state tournament so far, Beverly, of course, got off to a real fast start in its last game. Not happening here right now as the Panthers of Beverly are having a really hard time getting inside. The only guy with really effective up to this point has been Moreland. He's had 4 shots, but only been able to put one home. So only a couple of baskets from the field for Beverly. Meanwhile, it has been the scoring of Cole Labanji, a junior forward, with the three and a couple of free throws. 10-point lead. Halfway through, a little more than halfway through this first period.
Jack Crowley, 6'3", Duncan Moreland, 6'2". Those guys have been the heart of this Beverly team for the last several years. Of course, they've gotten a lot of big help here through the playoffs. Crowley averaging about 13 points, 14 rebounds. Duncan Moreland's over 20 points. He's a 1,000-point scorer. Damian Boris, in his career, Damian Boris averaging about 10. Their leading assist guy. And Justin De La Cruz has had a nice season as well. Here is a Beverly ball, but they're down 10. First quarter, 3 minutes to play. De La Cruz with a take from the right corner. Lays one up. No. Moreland, the follow-up. He got it. Duncan Moreland for two. Anytime the Red Panthers of Beverly get a rebound, it'll be big because, again, this is a Panther team from Whitman Hansen that has some decent size and agility. Travel call against the Panthers of Whitman Hansen. Amano had it.
First turnover by Whitman Hansen so far, Bill. Very clean game, each team protecting the ball. Just one turnover each.
De La Cruz with the dribble over midcourt. Looking at man defense here. Dribbles to the left side. Now they switch off. He puts a long three up in the left wing. No. And Moreland gets the rebound on the left baseline. Comes back in. Runner. No. Defensive board by Ben Rice. Up court. Drive and a lay in there by Amando. Amando was free, filling the lane on the right side. Took the little dish off on the right. And it's 16-6. Whitman Hansen by the 10 points. Into the game for Beverly High School is Gabe Copeland. Here's Crowley with a swamp take to the basket from the left wing. Driving in for two. 16-8. Still Whitman Hansen doubling up on Beverly here. Stevie Kelly on the dribble outside. Puts one finger up in the air. Trying to get some players to move around for him on the offensive set. Tips a pass to the left of the foul line. Gives it back. Gets it back. Now comes to the basket. He's free and he lays it up. Around. No! It didn't go. Looked like he had a clean look. Jack Crowley pulls down the rebound. Down for Boris. Pull-up jumper. No. Rebound tipped around. De La Cruz almost had a tip in there. Now they battle on the floor. And we have a foul on the floor. It'll be a Beverly ball. Foul is on
Kelly?
Stevie Kelly, yeah.
Okay.
16-8 the score. Whitman Hansen leading with a minute 31 to go first quarter. Beverly basketball inbounds. Crowley back underneath De La Cruz. A nice give and go there. And De La Cruz with the 2 points. That was a beautiful exchange. De La Cruz on the inbounds to Crowley. Then he bounced it past the defender right underneath to De La Cruz for the lay in. 16-10. Beverly down six. Whitman Hansen underneath. Shot up and in. By Ahern, Colby Ahern with a two. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. 18-10, back up to an 8-point lead. Moreland with a dribble outside for Gabe Copeland, the freshman on the left wing. Kicks it further out into the left corner for Crowley, where he sets up there. Up for De La Cruz. De La Cruz up top for Boris to Crowley. Bumped, gets it back though. Pull up three. Crowley, no! And the rebound is saved there on the end line by Lavangi of Whitman Hansen. Down court, pull up three. Good by Ben Rice. 21-10. This is their biggest lead of the night, I believe, at 11 points. Beverly basketball shooting to the basket to our right with the away black uniforms. Pull up, De La Cruz three. No, in and out, offensive board. Copeland, he'll go back up and he has the ball deflect to the sidelines. Saved there by Moreland. He gets it back left corner. Three, no, and the buzzer sounds. And in the quarter, we'll step aside with the score at the end of one. Whitman Hansen 21, Beverly 10, here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, you should see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows, which can add considerable value to any home. See the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.
All righty then, as we get ready to start the second quarter, I'm trying to figure out where the scoreboards are because they're all over the perimeter of Boston Garden, and I'm used to looking at just one location to find it. It is a big 11-point lead for Whitman-Hanson. They are out of the gate fast. Quick 5 points by number 33 on your program, Cole Avangi, but also 5 points for Benjamin Rice in that first quarter. And again, Beverly Panthers having a tough time getting inside. Their three-point shooting so far, not scoring. They're an 0 for 3, I believe it is, in three-point land.
It's a Whitman-Hanson ball to start the second quarter. Stevie Kelly with it on the left wing and a foul away from the play as Justin Dela Cruz goes tumbling down on the floor. But the foul is going to be on...
11. Dela Cruz.
Oh, it is on Dela Cruz.
Yep.
Okay, so it's a Whitman-Hanson ball. 7:47 to play here in the first half, just underway in the second quarter. The Beverly Panthers versus the Whitman-Hanson Panthers.
Yeah, that's not for me to say.
Stevie Kelly with the basketball up top for Whitman-Hanson. Dish off on the left to Amando. He comes to the foul line. Give and go back underneath. All alone, Zaiden for two. His first points of the night. 23-10.
Who was that?
Zaiden, number four.
Thank you.
Gabe Copeland with it outside right off to Austin Ayer. Down to Duncan Moreland. To Crowley in the corner. He'll go baseline. Shut down. Back to Moreland. He weaves in for two. Duncan Moreland, 6 points on the night. Crowley jumped out, got the first bucket to start the game tonight for Beverly. Ben Rice on the left wing, now dished down in the left corner. Back for left of the block defense there. Labangi, left corner, three ball is good. Beverly wants another time. It's up to 26-12. With 6:39 to go in the first half.
Well, Whitman-Hanson is doing it from everywhere. They're scoring from outside, from inside. They have put down 4 3-pointers already in this first half. Beverly doesn't have any. Leading scorer for the Panthers is Moreland. Moreland's able to manipulate inside, get rebounds, go to the basket. He is the only offensive force so far for Beverly tonight. Meanwhile, for Whitman-Hanson, they're spreading it around. Primarily, however, between Ben Rice and Cole Lavangi. Rice with a couple of three-pointers. He's the leading scorer in the game to this point with 8. And again, it's a matter of accurate scoring for Whitman-Hanson thus far. And Beverly just not able to score. They're getting some looks inside. Thank you to Duncan Moreland. And again, no turnovers. I mean, one turnover for each team so far in this one.
It will be a Beverly basketball. They have the length of the court to go. Moreland to inbound. This team is not pressured in backcourt, but they are very tough defensively. They get right after you in that half-court defense. And both teams are similar in that respect. Damian Boris of Beverly brings it up over midcourt. Has Duncan Moreland on his right. Drops it off for him on the wing. He comes to the middle on the dribble off to Copeland. Left wing three. No. Defensive rebound pulled down there. By Labangi, Cole Labangi. Down court, off balance shot, no. Tip up, no. Foul on the second effort by Whitman-Hanson. And going to the free throw line will be Nate Amando for two shots.
I'm not sure who that was on. I thought he said 4-0, but I don't think 4-0 is in the game, is he?
No, he is.
Oh,
Austin Ayer,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, yep. Yep, okay.
Yeah, Austin Ayer is into the game now for Beverly, as well as Gabe Copeland. Free throw is good by Amando. He'll have another.
That's a fifth team foul on Beverly so far in this first half.
Second free throw in the air. That is a rattling around and out. Falling off to the right side. Copeland with the rebound up for Boris. Boris coming to the middle from the left side. Still on the dribble. Drops off for Copeland. Copeland, the freshman, outside the three-point arc from right to left. Exchange it with Moreland. Moreland needs to create offense. Pull-up jumper. Just a bit short. Crowley, the offensive board, up and in. Jack Crowley. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Austin Ayer. Did they? Was it Ayer?
I don't know.
Well, they announced it Ayer. I'll go with Ayer.
Well, I think we kind of have to at
this
point.
Outside jumper. Outside three is good by Amando. Oh, second three in the quarter for Whitman Hansen. They're up by 30-14 here in the second quarter with 5:33 to play. Here's Moreland. Off for Copeland. Copeland on the take. Now he kicks it out to Ayer in the left corner. Baseline jumper, no. Rebound, Ben Rice. Down court for Kelly. Up underneath, and the lay-in by Labanji for two. Oh, man. 32-14. Whitman Hansen in the lead over Beverly. Here's Boris coming to the right side. Shut down off for Duncan Moreland, right baseline. He'll come in. Lost the handle on it. Scrap on the floor for the ball. Boris dives for it. Can't come up with it. Down court lead. Labanji goes up. He's got two. 34-14. 20-point lead here for Whitman Hansen. Copeland tries to go to the middle from the right side on the wing. Now spins to the basket. Shot doesn't go. And there is a rebounding foul on Copeland of Beverly.
Well, I thought that one was in. Just ice cold shooting by Beverly. 20-point lead by Whitman Hansen. And they're not missing. They're getting some good looks. And Panthers of Beverly just need to get some scoring going, and they also need to make a couple of stops here.
In the corner, it is kicked out to Stevie Kelly. Take, no, he shuts it back down out for Labanji. A three. Oh, man. They're like taking a wound and rubbing salt in it right now. 4 minutes to play, 37-14, Whitman Hansen. Off on the right side, Ayer coming in, pull-up jumper, no, his battles for the offensive board, but it's tipped right to Stevie Kelly, down court underneath. They exchange in the paint, that's tough to do, and Beverly breaks it up. Copeland on the dribble up over midcourt on the transition. Drops for Boris, 3:40 to go first half, 37-14, Whitman Hansen is leading Beverly here tonight. Here's Moreland taking it to the basket, he's fouled on the floor outside. And let's see, nobody's in the penalty yet. Whitman Hansen now has 16 fouls, I believe.
I didn't catch the foul who was on. But Whitman Hansen running away with a 23-point lead. We still have 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. And a turnover.
Yeah, Whitman Hansen steals the inbound. Down court, it goes into the right corner. They tip it around quickly. Labanji down left corner, a three. Yes.
They ain't missing.
Ahern, Colby Ahern, drills it and nails it and drains it. 40-14, the final score. Not the final score. The score here with 3:09 to play. Blocking foul. It's on Whitman Hansen. Duncan Moreland to inbound.
Foul is on DePina. That's only the third team foul on Whitman Hansen. They are just on fire.
Copeland with a ball out for Boris. Boris kicks a pass off on the right for Crowley. He can't hang on to it. Every little thing just seems to be going wrong right now for Beverly. A take to the basket by Ben Rice, and he's fouled. The big 6'7" senior center for Whitman Hansen. Gabe Copeland ready to check back into the game for Beverly.
I think that was on Braganca. They said 34.
Okay. Well, there's a 14 out there. Braganca's not there.
No, so it's got to be on 14. He said 34, though, but that's...
Okay.
Is 14 out there?
Yeah, 14.
Okay.
Is, yeah.
All right, so we'll give it to that one.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Oh, it is 34. No, it's... you know what it is? It's probably... No, who is that? Oh, 34.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is Braganca. My mistake. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
All right, so first free throw is missed. That's one of the few times that the ball hasn't gone in for Whitman Hansen. When I say Panthers, I'm talking Beverly. Second free throw is good. Who was that? Was that Lavangi?
Yeah.
Okay. Ridiculous score.
41-14. Dela Cruz up top, working to Moreland, off to Ayer in the corner. Back up for Copeland. Copeland going in. Bounce pass off to Dela Cruz, left baseline. He nails it. Justin Dela Cruz. 41-16 the score.
Well, Beverly went almost 4 minutes without getting a point.
Whitman Hansen sets up offensively. Ball doubled and a steal there by Dela Cruz. Up court. He'll take it up and off the glass. No. Defensive rebound, though, pulled down by Ahern of Whitman Hansen. Long down court pass. Tipped free. Comes off to Amando. Goes cross court. Good quick ball movement by this team. And Lavangi nails another three. He's got three in the game. A minute 52 to go, first half. 44-16.
28-point lead. Biggest lead so far. Lavangi, they're just not missing. And meanwhile, Beverly is missing layups.
Well, they're highly contested.
Oh, well, yeah, is that.
Yeah, that's part of it. It is ferocious in there. Everything is really a...
Fouling Kobe Ahern of Whitman Hansen. That is 1, 2, 3, 4. It's just a fourth team foul. It is. That's all.
Nothing is easy here right now. The way this Whitman Hansen team is playing for Beverly, they're playing on defense for Beverly's offense. They are out in their face for sure. Here's Moreland with a take off the glass. A runner doesn't go. Rebound is pulled down by Rice, and we have a foul.
This foul is on Copeland. And that is his third foul. And that will put, is it Lavangi? Nope, it is Benjamin Rice to the line. Rice with a couple of threes. He's got 8 points. Starting to add to the total.
Yeah.
44-16.
Free throw is missed. And so he will not get the bonus. And the rebound is Beverly's. Dela Cruz, rather Crowley, down court to... Kevin Regan into the game. Ball's tipped out of bounds in front of us here. We have a nice location, by the way.
Oh, fantastic.
We got it locked once in a while, but that's because we're too close to the action. But we're right behind the scorer's table here at the Boston Garden. Really haven't told folks that so far. So we're right by the Whitman Hansen bench, actually. Here's Crowley spinning in, draws a foul as he goes up. He'll go to the line for a couple of shots.
Foul on Ahern. His second. Fifth on the team on Whitman Hansen, but Moreland was going to the basket, so he'll go to the free throw line.
Go ahead, Rick.
Well, for 6'2", he plays a lot taller than that.
Oh, no doubt, yeah. He's, it's funny. You know, you could say that he plays bigger than that, but you can also say he plays smaller than that because he can take it to the basket on the dribble. He has to... Guards the big guys and guards the smaller guys as well, so if he has to. Two free throws are good by Moreland, a 1,000-point career score here at Beverly High School. 44-18 with a minute 14 to go. Ben Rice, rather, with it at the foul line, kicks it back out. Rice down in the corner, and a traveling... call against Nate Amando, who started to proceed to the basket without putting the ball on the floor.
That is only the third turnover for Whitman Hansen, with just under 1 minute left.
First half.
Mm-hmm.
44-18. Whitman Hansen is leading Beverly. Here's Dela Cruz, sweeps under the basket, kicks a pass out to Boris, and he drains a three.
Well, they needed that one.
They did.
Just to break the ice, if nothing else.
Ben Rice, off for Kelly, Stevie Kelly. Off for Rice, Amando. Rice, into the paint, they kick it back out. A long three is good by Amando.
You know, I don't keep shots attempted anymore. I wish I did, because I don't think Whitman Hanson's missed many. Maybe one or two.
Underneath, Moreland is free, and he lays it in. Good feed to him. 47-23. Beverly trailing here. Late first half. Just seconds to go. Here's a take to the basket, and a scooper by Kelly is good. And there's the horn, and we have come to the half. 49-23, Rick, at the half. Whitman Hanson is leading Beverly.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would have predicted that. Just a tremendous shooting night for Whitman Hanson. They're just not missing. They got, let's see, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 threes in that first half, and Beverly has one. So we'll take a break and get our statistics together here with Whitman Hanson leading it at the half, 49-23 over Beverly.
Well, we had one team win on the North Shore from the North Shore today, the St. Mary's girls. We'll hear from Coach Jeff Newall and get a recap on that game coming up with Rick and myself. So stay with us for that, and then we'll also have more on this game here as well.
This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. Institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hey, this is Matt Williams from the Salem News. Make sure that you listen to our weekly high school sports podcast, where you can get all the news and happenings in the North Shore high school sports and beyond with myself, Phil Stacey, Bill Newell, and Nick Giannino.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore. The St. Mary's girls basketball team won the D3 state semifinal game this afternoon, 53-37. The Spartans were led by, well, they had some really balanced scoring. Maya Bergdorf, the center, with 13 points. Olivia Matella with 9 points. Nicolette Detrelia had 8 points. And then there were a total of 3 players, all with 7 points in today's game. The game was tied at 18 at the half. Just a quick note on Rockland scoring. They were led by Julia Ellie with 14 points and Caroline Ellie with 12 points. So, Rick, some thoughts on the game?
A strong second half for St. Mary's. They were did a good job to get the game tied at halftime at 18, but their defense played spectacular in the second half. And they were really lit up. Got some real spark from number 5, Van Noyen, who's a junior guard. She's 5'2", but she hit a three-pointer that really gave St. Mary's a lot of momentum. And they just pulled away in the second half as they finished up, you know, 53-37. But they outscored Rockland, 19-10 in the fourth quarter. So big, strong second half, completely different game for St. Mary's, sparked by their defense. And as you mentioned, Bill, everybody participated in the scoring.
And here is St. Mary's girls basketball coach and athletic director Jeff Newhall's post-game comments.
We played 4 guards. We went, I think we were maybe overly concerned with matching up with their 2 bigs because they're very good players. And actually what spurred it was 14 got her third foul early in the third quarter. So we said, well, why don't we try Van and go four guards and see what happens. And she sparked us a little bit off the bench. She hadn't played yet, right, 2.5 quarters. She gave us a spark. She played so well that when they went back to the two bigs, we kind of just said it's a matchup problem for them as well. So we put one of our guards on one of their forwards and just applied as much ball pressure as we possibly could. And then we went to a four-around-one offense, which we quite frankly don't have. We just put it together, and Maya did a great job. I know she missed some shots inside. I thought she opened up the offense.
You guys got to get into the hoop more. Do you feel like that opened it up more?
Yeah, well, 14's a forward. She was covering Van, and Van was able to get into the paint. I think that opened up the corner three. It opened up Maya a little bit inside. It just opened everything up. Being able to pull them away from the hoop, first half we're running, you know, like a – just wasn't working. It's too stationary. They were parked in the paint. You know, we had to get them spread out and get them chasing us, and I think we did a better job of that. And then, you know, you hit a couple shots. It puts them on notice, and then they start running around. But I thought our defense is what kept us in the game early and what won us the game overall.
Is it talked about at the school, and are you motivated at all with the chance that both the boys and girls teams can win a state title this year?
Yeah, it's exciting time for us at the school. Both basketball teams, you know, we don't know what it would be like to go to practice tomorrow without them coming in right behind us at 4:15. So it's, you know, today it was bizarre. We were getting out of school early. It was almost like we were going to Cardinal Spelman for a doubleheader. It didn't have that feel of we're going to the Garden, and if we win, we're going to the state championship. It was almost like a bit of a business trip, if you will, at least for us. I mean, we were here a year ago, and you know, our goal was to get back to the state championship. But for a school our size to have two teams here and the potential of two teams playing the state championship, very, very exciting, and it's exciting for the city, as these Lynn English boys are also in it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
18 points in the first half, 21 points in the fourth quarter.
You know, I think a little bit of that was at the end, desperation. They're taking some chances, so we got 4 or 6 points in breakaways, and then you know, they were forced to foul, but we hit some big three-pointers there in the end. And, you know, I just thought, I think if our defense plays that hard to keep us in the game, eventually over a course of 32 minutes with the weapons that we have, we're going to eventually start scoring.
Look at the end of that second quarter. You guys got the three and then the and one from Yersey. How big of that was to tie the game up there and kind of...
So I just said that there's 75 stories to the game, but... I think there's 2 minutes to go in the first half. We're down 18-13, and I'm thinking to myself, do I burn a time? It just felt like we got to keep this under 10 or else we could be in big trouble here. And we're just standing there on offense. And I think I think Maya might have tried to dribble down the lane and kicked it out, and Nicolette kind of didn't know what to do. And she looked up and saw 1 second on the shot clock and heaved an NBA three, and it went in. And that gave us a little bit of a spark. And then we came down, and we had great pressure on the ball. And Yersey jumped the passing lane, and we got a breakaway. And then all of a sudden, we're sitting there at halftime saying, you know, offensively, could we play much worse? And we're tied. So I felt like we had the momentum. And then, of course, we go out, and the first 3 minutes we don't score, and they score the first four. And I'm thinking, this isn't going to be a good ending, but we pulled it together eventually.
St. Mary's girls basketball coach Jeff Newhall, school's athletic director, following their 53-37 win over Rockland into the D3 state semifinal.
Catch Connections, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 on MSO News Sports. This is a one-hour news and features program with all local guests to discuss politics, entertainment, and the biggest local news stories. Also, make sure to click on North Shore Today every weekday with a local news podcast, weather at a glance, local news, local photos, and our video of the day. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, a local one-hour local sports talk show filled with local guests. MSO News Sports, a unique local multimedia website connecting you to the North Shore.
Welcome back to the Garden as Whitman Hansen is back on the court, leading Beverly by a score of 49-23 at the half. And Whitman Hansen is led by Cole Avengie, who has 15 points, including 3 three-pointers in the first half. Second leading scorer for the Whitman Hansen Panthers is Nathaniel Amato with a total of 11 points. On the other side, Beverly led by Duncan Moreland. But big thing to note here is that the Panthers went 3.5 minutes without scoring in that second quarter while Whitman Hansen was just pumping it home. Shot after shot was going in. They were hitting threes. They were going inside. They ran the fast break. And meantime, on the other end, the Beverly Panthers just couldn't put it in. They had don't want to say plenty, but they had numerous opportunities to put the basket in terms of layups getting inside. But as Bill was mentioning, as you were mentioning, Bill, just all of those shots were contested. And it has just been Whitman Hansen from wire to wire here so far. The other thing of note, again, good ball protection by each team. Only 4 turnovers for Beverly, only 3 for Whitman Hansen.
Yeah, it's just, this is a very strong, Coach Karakoudis was talking about this, they're a very strong team in the sense that they, you know, when he said that to us earlier in the pregame interview, you know, you're thinking, okay, I hear what you're saying, but they are strong, they're tough, and they're quick, and they're just a solid, solid team.
Should also point out, Gabe Copeland is in foul trouble for Beverly with 3. That's it. No one else has more than 2 on either side.
49-23. That is the score here at the half. Whitman Hansen is leading Beverly.
Well, I think, you know, the thing is, Panthers, if they can force some turnovers and just slow down that offense, and, you know, that's what they have to do defensively, but they also have to start scoring, and I don't know what adjustments that Coach Karakoudis could make to do that.
Winner of this game will play the winner of the Whalen-Taconic game that is being played tonight, we understand. All 5 of the Whitman Hansen starters have had 20-plus games this year, scoring games, so they're all a threat. And how true is that when you're playing an opponent where everyone is a threat, how much more difficult that is to defend. Sometimes even if you're playing a great superstar, you can focus on that superstar with different defenses and take a team out of their game. All right, we're underway. Beverly ball to start the second half, and the ball is knocked out of bounds over the end line. 9 seconds gone by. It'll be a Beverly ball underneath their own basket. De La Cruz to inbound. Crowley, Copeland, Boris, and, of course, Duncan Moreland in the lineup. And they give this to Moreland. A reverse layup is good by Duncan Moreland. Beverly gets the first points of the second half. They need to get the second first points. They need to get the second, the yeah. third, the fourth. They need to get a lot of points right now. Stevie Kelly with the dribble outside for Whitman Hansen. Comes to the right side, up top. Lavangie turns down a 3, works it into the paint. Off-balance shot doesn't go off the fingertips of Nate Amando. Rebound loose to the floor. Scramble for the ball. Won by Whitman Hansen. Off for Kelly. Bounce pass left underneath. Crowley with the block, and now is it a foul? No, just out of bounds.
And that's the way it's been going for Beverly. They forced a bad shot, got the rebound, and then fell down and lost the ball. And Whitman Hansen comes back with a basket.
Inbounds pass goes to Rice. Big 6'7", goes up in the air and just pops it off the glass and home for an easy 2. Missed shot by De La Cruz of Beverly. Kelly with the rebound for Whitman Hansen down in the corner. This is Rice, the big guy, coming in baseline, shut down, gives it off for Zaiden on the right. A 3-ball attempt there by Kelly. No foul on Whitman Hansen. It'll be a Beverly ball. The foul is on Amando.
That's his first. Never mind. You know, the other thing is Whitman Hansen is very quick. Very quick. Both teams are fast, but Whitman Hansen is really quick.
They are quick. They're strong and quick.
Yeah.
That's a tough. Here's Moreland off on the right. Boris, a 3. Got it. Second 3 for Boris tonight. You know, are they stronger than Beverly? Yeah, probably. Are they quicker than Beverly? They're as quick. And Beverly has some quickness, but these guys are quick. And they're across the board quick and strong. Underneath, it is Amando getting free, getting some space, and hooking a little baby layup in over the middle for a 53-28 lead. 2 minutes gone by, second half. Crowley, a long 3, left corner, no. Rebound grabbed by Copeland. He tries to go back up, off balance, fade away, got it! Oh, man, this guy has been terrific in the postseason for Beverly. Gabe Copeland, the freshman. And we have an injury or what we have here.
I don't know. Just a stoppage in play for some reason. Should point out once again how large the crowd is here. Almost the entire downstairs of the garden, what do they call that, the loge section, is filled on each sideline. Not so much in the and the empty spaces behind the baskets, but really tremendous turnout.
Yep, good crowd here tonight for both schools, for sure. Zaiden drops it off, missed shot, and now a scramble for the ball picked up. And here is a three, yes, a three there by Levanji. So he's got 18 now. Pull-up jumper, Moreland a three, no, in and out. Levanji the rebound, off for Kelly. Busting up over the left side, comes to the foul line. Still on the dribble, dishes it back out to Amando, to Kelly. Guarded by Moreland. So there you go. You have Duncan Moreland guarding their point guard. 6'2 Moreland going out to do it. And Amando, their point guard, he's no more than a couple of inches shorter than Duncan Moreland. Amando is also Stevie Kelly, a very good soccer player. Game brought to you in part tonight by Acapulco's Restaurant at the Cummings Center in Beverly. Great food, great family atmosphere, and a fun place to be. Plus, there's plenty of free parking. Kelly's shot is missed. Moreland with the rebound on the dribble himself over midcourt. Slashes down into the paint. Pass off on the right is stolen away by Zaiden. Down court, Kelly. He lays it in. Stevie Kelly. Quick transition by Whitman Hansen. Dela Cruz of Beverly to the paint. Off balance scoop. No. Rebound snapped down there by Amando.
And they're dominating the boards too, Bill. Let's not forget that. It's just every facet of the game.
I'll tell you, Whitman Hansen has a few players in the first quarter. You're watching him and you go, okay, pretty good, pretty good, pretty good. Another one, you know, but Nate Amando has really impressed me, since the game begun. He didn't jump out at you right away, but he's a really nice player about 6'3", 6'4", maybe, and can really move quickly. Now a missed shot. The rebound is pumped back up and in by Braganca of Beverly High for 2 points. 58-32, a timeout called. Yeah, we're brought to you in part by Acapulco's at the Cummings Center in Beverly. We also want to thank all of our sponsors who help make these special playoff sports broadcasts possible. Check out their banners on our website and be sure to support our local businesses. This would not be possible without them.
Given what happened in the NCAA today, I'm wondering what's going to happen in the MIAA, as the NCAA, according to, the AP website, Associated Press, it was actually on ESPN. They have done away with allowing people to go to this tournament, the March Madness. So the March Madness, again, will be played without fans. Due to the coronavirus, and that's some pretty serious stuff. And I know, as I've been mentioning, tremendous crowd here. People are aware of what's going on, but I don't know that other action will be taken, you know, in terms of high school. Certainly quite a shock to the NCAA, to the NCAAs.
Now, the MIAA has something up on their website. It's about the games at Worcester State. Apparently, they're going to play the games there, but not have fans there. Now, that's because of Worcester State. But the MIAA has said that they're going to be playing the games at the DCU Center.
Oh.
So the winner of these games today would be going out there, unless something changes.
Well, we'll have to stay tuned.
Yeah, but we'll have to reread that statement. I just looked at it very quickly. Missed shot by Whitman Hansen, and Austin Ayer comes down with a rebound. Down court to Moreland, and he lays it in for two. Duncan Moreland.
Those French fries smell good, don't they?
Stevie Kelly will take a stop and go, and then he lays it in.
Yikes.
3:23 to go, third quarter, 60-34. Whitman Hansen crushing Beverly right now. Boris up top, guarded by Kelly, slides off a pick. They're not in the man defense here. They're zoning it up a little bit, matchup zone. Dela Cruz kicks it back out to Boris, doesn't have a three look, now comes in, does have a look, no. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of Whitman Hansen. It'll be a Beverly ball with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. MIA tournament update. March, D3 boys Sutton versus Sabas and D4 Maynard versus Monson games will be played at Worcester State University due to a change in policy at the American International College, AIC. Game times are as follows. The one at 5:30, one at 7. Please note that spectators will not be permitted to attend the games due to Worcester State University policy. I'm a little confused by that, I think.
I think I have it.
Okay. I don't. Missed shot. Down court. Whitman Hansen on the attack. The ball rolls out of bounds. Turnover.
Well, it sounds like they were going to be played somewhere else, and they got moved to Worcester State, which is not allowing fans.
Okay.
What it sounds like. I don't know what I missed here. I didn't hear anything.
Let's see, a sub here coming out of the game is Ben Rice. Big Ben Rice. Beverly to inbound with 2:50 to go third quarter.
Well, I missed a basket. That's what I missed.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. For Beverly, 60 to 34.
Dave Copeland, three ball, got it. Dave Copeland, 60-37. Outside three, left corner goes out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly ball. They have a big gun. Thomas Vassell is into the game for Whitman Hansen. Vassell, do I have his height here? I don't have his height here. He's tall as well. He's a big guy.
Yeah, he is. He's got a wingspan, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He's got holding his arms out there.
He's got to be at least 6'7".
He could stand in the middle of the key and paint both sides of it.
Really?
With a paintbrush.
Yikes.
He's that, absolutely, yeah.
And he's not skinny either. He's not weight or anything, but he's a big, strong dude.
Yeah. Turnover, Whitman Hansen ball. Now Delacruz slaps at it, and it goes out of bounds. Oh, we got a foul on him. Beverly foul on Delacruz as he reached in right in front of us here on the sidelines, just over midcourt.
Third foul on Delacruz. So both Delacruz and Gabe Copeland for Beverly each has three.
Nate Abando inbounds and gives it to Xavier DePena way in the backcourt. He comes back over midcourt. Back underneath for Vassell, and he lays it in.
Wow.
Too big. Too low.
And he was clobbered from behind while he put that thing in. Just kind of flicked him off.
62-37, Whitman Hansen. Here is Jack Crowley with a take to the basket, weaving in from the right side, and he scoops one in for two. He'll have another. He'll have a free throw here, fouled it while shooting and making a basket.
I did not catch the foul.
Coach Rogers doing some free substituting here. Kobe Ahern coming out of the game. Looks like Ben Rice will be coming back into the game for the Panthers from the South Shore. Jack Crowley's free throw is in and out. Rebound Whitman Hansen with the basketball. Keene in the corner. Liam Keene off for Stevie Kelly. Over midcourt. Guarded by Duncan Moreland up top. Kelly comes to the basket. A scoop is good. Slip by the defense. Laid it in. 64-39. Whitman Hansen. Moreland back on the attack. Kicks it out left corner. Boris a three. No. Crowley the offensive board right side baseline. Turnaround shot is short. Moreland with a follow-up. Goes up. And he has it. And he's fouled. Duncan Moreland for two. He had it down low. It's just a matter of when he was going to put it up. He was in a crowd down there.
Well,
I think he did. He must have done about three ball fakes out of our view and then went up.
And the foul is on Vassell. And four of the five four of the five Whitman Hansen starters are in double figures.
Moreland's free throw is good.
17 points.
For Duncan Moreland?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's having a... He's been steady across the board here.
18 for Levangie on the other side.
64-42. Underneath Vassell. He's got it, and he's fouled.
You can't stop it. Nothing you can do.
Man, he's big.
Fouls on Crowley.
You get it to him on the block, and there's no way you can stop him. Yeah, Crowley the foul?
Yep.
53 seconds to go in the quarter. Well, Bob Rogers of Whitman Hansen has a team here, I'll tell you that. Made free throw, it's good.
Who made it? Sorry.
Vassell.
Yeah, I thought so, okay.
He made the hit at the two and then made the three-point play. Here's Boris on the dribble outside for Beverly. Guarded tightly there by Keane. Off for Moreland up top. Weave goes by a pick. Now goes down the middle. A scooper. No, doesn't get it. Vassell the rebound. Kicks it off for Kelly. Down court and looking for Rice. And the pass is kicked.
And you know, Vassell got clobbered. My goodness. Again, got hit in the head. Whacked in the face, still came away with a rebound, no foul. And Whitman Hansen has possession.
Stevie Kelly taking the inbounds pass and dribbles up top. Right now, I think, well, they're going for the last shot here of the quarter. 19 on the shot clock, just about that on the game clock as well. They're pretty much synced up here. Levangie outside, final shot of the quarter is what Whitman Hansen is looking for. They're still way outside. Here's Kelly with a take, goes in, now kicks it out left corner. Levangie coming, a runner underneath. Vassell for two.
Ridiculous.
There's the horn. At times, I didn't think they were going to do that. They were going to get a shot off, but they do. And at the end of three, 69-42. We're back with more just ahead, with Whitman Hansen leading Beverly.
You'll love the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, as they feature a menu to please everyone. Start your meal with your choice from a dozen delicious appetizers. There are also soups and fresh salads. Dinner selections include burgers, sirloin tips, chicken parmesan, chicken piccata, and then there's seafood, clams, haddocks, salmon, lobsters, and fish tacos. Plus a wide selection of sandwiches and wraps. Let the Bradford Tavern host your events or functions set in unique spaces. Open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. The Bradford Tavern, Route 133 Rowley and BradfordTavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do so because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
As we start the fourth, Whitman Hansen managed to up its lead from 25 points to 27 points, leading 69-42. Although it was the best offensive quarter that the Panthers have had, they scored 19. The Beverly Panthers.
Moreland goes up, shot is blocked, he gets it back, goes up again, this time he drains it from underneath. Duncan Moreland gets the first points of the fourth quarter. And I misspoke on the score for Whitman Hansen as we closed out the quarter. It is 69-44 now. Whitman Hansen leading. Stevie Kelly pass into the paint is kicked by Crowley. More as if it was just thrown at Crowley's feet, to be honest with you, on the pass. We are in the fourth quarter, just underway here. Kelly to inbound in line. Pops a high pass into the paint. Shot no good. Follow-up is good by Amando. I was just talking about him, Amando. Good follow-up by Amando. That size, that strength, and that quickness and agility in the paint. Boris up top for Beverly. Now pushed back out on defense by Stevie Kelly. Out for Crowley outside. Moreland coming in baseline. Kicks it off. Dela Cruz goes to the basket. A scoop. No. Blocked there by Rice. Traveling violation on Whitman Hansen.
I don't see a turnover for Whitman Hansen in the second half. Beverly only has two. This is remarkable for this kind of a game. Three total turnovers for Whitman Hansen in the game.
Moreland inbounds to Crowley. Crowley with a take to the basket. He can't get it. It goes out, swatted out of bounds.
Although we'll add that traveling one as the first of the second half. So now it's four turnovers to Whitman Hansen.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Acapulco's Restaurant, Cummings Center, Beverly. Great family spot, great fun spot. Dela Cruz drains a three out in the left corner for Beverly. 71-47, Whitman Hansen leading Beverly. Stevie Kelly on the dribble up top, guarded by Boris, tightly. Levangie back to Kelly, give and go, underneath
my.
Kelly for two.
Oh, pick and roll. Yikes. Executed perfectly.
And now it is Dela Cruz shooting from, I believe, outside the arc. He's fouled. I think he'll get three shots here. Three shots, yep. Zeiden committing the foul. So Dela Cruz at the line for three free throws. First one's good. 73-48. Next one is good. Next one is good.
I called
that a little early.
You did good.
Oh, man.
All right. And we have a timeout for somebody on the floor with this unbelievable score of 73-50 for Whitman Hansen. They've just maintained a 25-27-point lead this entire second half.
You know, I love high school basketball. I love college basketball. And I've loved this Beverly team this year and what they've been able to accomplish. But when you watch this Whitman Hansen team tonight, Rick, you got to say, wow, you got to applaud these guys. What a group they have and the combinations that they have. They've got the classic center, who's also quick, but the classic center, today's classic center. A lot of teams don't really have that classic center anymore, but they have that. And then they've got that multi-sport star in Stevie Kelly, who's a soccer player, but man, he's tough out there. He is like a soccer player out there, but he is so skilled. And then the complementary players are all, what, in that 6'4 quick range, and they're tough. You know, they're just a tough, quick, skilled, talented team.
Vassell gets one more point. Whitman Hansen will have five players in double figures tonight, Bill. And I don't even think, I mean, Lavangi, I think, has taken one shot here in this second half, and of course he scored on it, but that's, you know, even spreading it around, everybody's been scoring, as you said, complimentary scoring.
And on the defensive end, they're making everything tough for Beverly. Mm-hmm. Everything tough, except for maybe they're able to launch threes, but that's, Beverly needs to score inside. Down court pass, there's a turnover. Moreland has it for Beverly, starts it back for Copeland. Down left corner, Crowley going in strong, lays it in. Jack Crowley.
A good strong move, power move. He was not going to be denied that time.
Oh, man, how many times has he done that in his career at Beverly High School against talented teams? Jack Crowley. Vassell is not in the game right now if we're looking for that last point. Kelly goes by a man, drives, and a foul on the floor.
That was weird. That was weird because way out toward the half court mark is where the foul was committed, I think.
No. It was another. That was not a. They didn't call that a foul. This other guy called the foul.
No, I know. But I thought, okay. Well, anyway, yeah. Kelly finished it off and has got the lead back up to 73-52.
What you saw, the player fell, Beverly player fell down, thought that there should be a foul. Coach Karakoudis thought so too, but I did not see it. Amando kicks it back out for Rice, back around the perimeter. Lavangi, left corner. Kelly, a three, left wing, no. Offensive board, knocked away. Copeland gets it for Beverly. 73-52, Beverly trails. Pull-up jumper, Boris from the paint, got it. Damian Boris. Damian Boris had that huge overtime in the Burlington game out at Tewksbury where he scored, what, 9 of their points? Just a huge effort by him. There's a put-in by Ben Rice off the glass and home as he got free on the right side, 75-54. But all throughout this year, Beverly has improved throughout the year. They played tough opponents. They played Lowell, Lynn English, lost to them, but those were their losses. Until they come to tonight, a team, this Whitman Hansen team, which is leading big right now. Here's a take to the basket by Ahern, who's into the game for Whitman Hansen. 77-54 they lead. Pull-up jumper, Moreland, no, from the left wing. Rebound is snapped down there by Ben Rice. Down court. They dish underneath for Amando. Lost the handle on the ball. Little body falling here. Down court. Ball is on the sidelines, out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly ball.
Well, eventually got to unselfish that time. He had an easy bunny, and he just put a bounce pass in for a teammate, and it didn't work, and it caused a turnover.
Timeout. We'll take it. We're back with more just ahead.
Catch Connections, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 on MSO News Sports. This is a one-hour news and features program with all local guests to discuss politics, entertainment, and the biggest local news stories. Also, make sure to click on North Shore Today every weekday with a local news podcast, weather at a glance, local news, local photos, and our video of the day. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, a local one-hour local sports talk show filled with local guests. MSO News Sports, a unique local multimedia website connecting you to the North Shore.
Well, we've got a big name stars coming on Connections tomorrow, Rick. You got Harvey Leonard coming on the show from Channel 5 Weather.
Well,
unbelievable.
Who is from Channel 5 here today? Dan? Is it Dan Housley?
No. Well,
Bob
no,
Halloran.
Bob Halloran.
Bob Halloran.
And Mike Lynch was here, too.
Lynch is here. Yeah. So, yeah, we thought we'd get in on the weather side. And Harvey Leonard is.
Is there a storm coming, Rick, that I don't know about,
I
that
know.
I haven't heard about?
I think it's a bug storm. But
oh, geez.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll have Harvey Leonard on. He's scheduled for 10:40 tomorrow morning live, and it'll be great to talk with meteorologist, chief meteorologist from WCVB-TV.
Boy, he's done it for so many years. Started at, I mean, I remember him at Channel 7 years
yep.
ago, but he is terrific at what he does. There's no doubt about it. Little scramble at midcourt, and Whitman Hansen comes away with the ball underneath to Armando, and he lays it in. Oh, man.
Caught Armando up, and it was almost an alley-oop. Not quite.
Yeah.
But what a pass. Blind pass. Underneath. Bang. Another two. 79-54. Back up to 25.
It was a jump alley-oop kind of pass almost, really. Pass was in the air. And the here's Dela Cruz. Right wing three is good for Beverly. Justin Dela Cruz now with 9 points here in the fourth quarter. Stevie Kelly doubled in the backcourt, gets it ahead on the left side for Levangie. Levangie spins around a little bit, got a little bit of red in his hair, I believe. Off for Stevie Kelly, down the lane, a runner off the glass and home. Oh, man. Morris underneath for two. Damian Morris. 81-59, 3:13 to go in tonight's game. Underneath, Rice lays it in. Ben Rice for two. Timeout. I think their coach is just making some subs.
Yeah.
Both teams are doing that now.
All you can do at this point. 83-59 with 3:03 left. And it has just been a fire sale, man, for Whitman Hansen. They've scored every which way that they want to tonight. And have just pulled away for this big 24-point lead with only 3 minutes left to go, and both coaches letting the other kids get some action out there.
Well, I missed Duncan Moreland's not there. Beverly subbed as well, so the starters are out here. And I missed Moreland leaving the court, but Jack Crowley coming across, you know, you could tell that this is it for him. His career is over at Beverly High School basketball, and gave Coach Karakoudis a hug, and Moreland had been ahead of him on the exit from the court. But, man, those two guys have had a terrific career at Beverly High School. A 1,000-point scorer in Moreland, and then the school's all-time leading rebounder in Jack Crowley. At the free throw line, it's Brendan Frost hits a free throw. 83-60. 23-point lead. Missed the second one. And it is a rebound for Whitman Hansen. DePena with it on the dribble. 2:45 to play. So we're just running this one down here now. Shea underneath. And let's see. Both Vassals are playing in there now. There's Ryan and Thomas Vassal. And the ball goes over the end line.
There's just not much to say. It's just, you know, it's been a clinic.
It has been. I mean, you know, listening to Coach Rogers, you know, talking in our pregame interview, couldn't have been nicer. And then he couldn't have been nicer talking about this Beverly team that he saw. But he liked his team. There's no doubt about that. That you could tell that he liked his team and really liked the players on his team. But you never know what's going to happen to you until you get on the court and see what happens. Mm-hmm. And when you're not playing mutual opponents, it's hard to gauge certain things.
Sure.
But right now, they just seem to be better at a lot of things than Beverly was tonight here in this game.
Well, that's one of the reasons I think the new tourney format that'll take place next year, not this coming school year, but the following school year, you have that exact point. You don't know who the opponent's going to be across the state, so it's going to be hard to scout them.
That's true.
So we'll see.
Free throw missed there by Sparkman. Another one missed. 83-60, 2:08 to play. All subs in there right now. Whitman Hansen all over Beverly here tonight, 83-60. DePena of Whitman Hansen with the ball. Dish off. A drive to the basket by Keene. I think the ball rolled out of bounds. It'll be knocked out of bounds by Beverly. It will be a Whitman Hansen basketball. Inbounds pass goes high in the air up near the midcourt line. Grabbed there by Keene. Turns, heads to the basket. Shovels it out left corner. A three ball taken there. Doesn't go. It's an air ball. And Beverly High has the rebound. Sparkman with the ball. Dribbles up court. Off for Copeland. Left wing three. Good by Cam Jones. He nails a three for Beverly off the bench. 83-63. A minute and a half to play. DePena off on the right for Shea. Shea two hands to DePena. Goes underneath, kicks it back out. There's a three ball. It's good by number five with a three.
Liam Keene.
Yep. Beverly time. They're just going to make more subs here. Put more subs into the game.
Well, from start to finish, I mean, Whitman Hansen opened up a 21-10 lead after one, and they have never looked back. Just kept increasing the lead. Beverly would not quit. Beverly did everything they could do to try to stop Whitman Hansen, but just too many weapons.
Rick, we'll have a complete recap following the game tonight. A minute to play. Beverly underneath. Looks like there's a foul. There is a foul.
Well, it's been quite a day of basketball, and we've seen some incredible high school action here. Witnessed some tremendous games. Very impressed by Burke High School in the boys tournament. A two-point winner over St. Mary's, who just missed the tying, a three-point winner rather, just missed the tying three-pointer at the buzzer. Cam Jones makes the first free throw.
Okay, thanks. Next one is good. So Cam Jones is lighting it up out here off the bench. He's got a three and two free throws. Less than a minute to go here. Whitman Hansen with the basketball. Three attempt, no. And the ball rattles around and goes up on the backboard. Out of bounds.
Well, everybody was hoping Alex Shea would put that one in for Whitman Hansen. The whole bench was up for the Whitman Hansen Panthers. He's a senior getting out on the court for his last time.
That was a what you call a deep three, though.
Yeah.
Beverly's Regan. Dish off underneath. The shot doesn't go. And the Panthers of Whitman Hansen with a rebound. Up court, Dominic Massine. Massone with it, and he comes with a dribble near side right. 19 seconds. Underneath a scoop, no. Beverly rebound, snap down there. Long down court pass up. Yeah, just seconds to go. 9 seconds. Here's a foul outside. It'll be on the floor. Not a shooting foul.
6. Foul is on Dominic Mazzone.
6.7 seconds to play. Are we all right? We're going to get the one and one here. So Kevin Reagan is at the line. Free throw, no good. Rebound. Beverly back up. Second time, no. And we have a held ball. 2.2 seconds to play. Again, we'll exit out of here and with a message, and then Rick will be back with our post-game wrap here from the Boston Garden. Bullshit. 1.3 seconds to play. Inbounds pass comes up high for Beverly. They launch a three at the buzzer. It's good. I'm not sure who that is.
Dylan Crowley, number 20.
Oh, okay. He's in the other roster. And the game ends 86-68. Whitman Hansen winning. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com. The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hi, this is Phil Stacy, Executive Sports Editor at the Salem News. Make sure to listen to our podcast every week with the sports writers from the Salem News, including Matt Williams, Nick Giannino, and myself.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
Well, Whitman Hansen celebrating its victory tonight over the Beverly Panthers by a score of 86-68. And dare I say, I'm not even sure it was that close. It was a tremendous performance by Whitman Hansen. They now move up to 25-2 and head to the state championship game. Panthers drop to 21-3. We're going to take another break so I can just finish up these stats here. And then we'll be on out of here. But congratulations to the Whitman Hansen Panthers. And we'll give you the game recap in just a second. So we'll be right back. You're listening to this game coming to you from the wonderful TD Garden here in Boston.
This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. Institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hey, this is Matt Williams from the Salem News. Make sure that you listen to our weekly high school sports podcast where you can get all the news and happenings in the North Shore high school sports and beyond with myself, Phil Stacy, Bill Newell, and Nick Giannino.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
Well, it's going to be a disappointing ride home, certainly for the Beverly Panther fans, as once again, Whitman Hansen winning this one by a score of 86-68. Good evening once again. I'm Rick Moore, along with Bill Newell, who's headed to the locker room to get his final interviews of the day. And if you'll check out our website, we've got interviews with all the coaches, some of the players, of all the activities that took place here today at the Garden. Whitman Hansen broke out early in this one with a big opening first quarter. They opened up a 10-point lead with only 3:16 left to go in that first quarter at 14-4 and finished that quarter with a 21-10 lead and then just never looked back. And they were led in that first quarter, the opening stanza, by primarily on offense by Benjamin Rice and Cole Levanchi. They made it a 49-23 score at halftime. holding the Panthers scoreless for about 3.5 minutes, and it was a 49-23 lead at the half. 20 points for Whitman Hansen in the third quarter, 19 for the Panthers. It was 69-42 after three. And then although Beverly outscored Whitman Hansen 26-17 in the final quarter, it was Whitman Hansen finishing up with 86 points, 86-68. And we should point out that Whitman Hansen just dominated in every facet of the game. They were better on offense. They were better on defense. They were quick inside. They shot from outside. They stole the ball. Protected the ball very well. Only a total of 7 turnovers in the game for each team, as a matter of fact. So it was not a sloppy game. But the quickness, the height, the speed, and the strength of Whitman Hansen did the trick here tonight. They were led in scoring, believe it or not, by Dominic Mazzone, a sophomore. Bill was talking about him. Oh, check it. They were actually led in scoring by junior Cole Lavangi with 18 points. 18 for Lavangi, and then 17 for Dominic Mazzone. 17 for Nathaniel Amato. Okay, there we go. Get that right. 18 for Lavangi to lead the scoring for Whitman Hansen, and 17 points tonight for Nathaniel Amato. 14 points for Benjamin Rice, and I thought there was one more. That's it. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 4 scores in double figures for Whitman Hansen. On the other side, it was Duncan Moreland who led all scorers with 19 points. And it was Justin De La Cruz with 12 and Damon Boreas with 10 to lead the scoring for the Beverly Panthers. Not much else to say, but congratulations to Whitman Hansen as they just dominated the game from start to finish. Beverly played tough, played as hard as they could. No disgrace, of course, in a fantastic season that the Beverly Panthers had. Setting a school record, I believe, with 21 wins. They're 21-3 overall this year. And they will be going home knowing that they lost to a better team tonight. Whitman Hansen with a tremendous performance, 86-68, and they'll be going ahead to play in the state championship game. Now, again, I'm not sure what the status of that will be, but we do know that the NCAA has announced that it will not allow fans to attend March Madness in terms of the NCAA tournament. So the virus is making its way in a bigger way here in the U.S. of A. So I don't know what's going to happen with that, but Bill will find out. We'll know probably tomorrow or the next day if there's any change in status on Saturday for the state championship game. That's going to do it from here. Big, big full day of basketball here at the Garden, opening up with the Division III girls game. It was St. Mary's 53 to 37 over Rockland. In the second game, it was Burke with a really heart-pounding 50-47 win over St. Mary's boys. That was the Division III boys game. In Division II girls, it was Foxborough defeating North Reading by a score of 52-35. And then the final game of the night, the Division II boys championship, finishes with an 86-68 win for the Whitman Hansen Panthers. So again, on behalf of Bill Newell, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, I'm Rick Moore. Don't forget Connections tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. We appreciate your listening. Spread the word at msonewsports@gmail.com. This is MSO Sports, and it's MSO News Sports. Thank you for listening.